Community Day in Forest. It's your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rock's Howard, Hempy Water is where we're at. A breakfast by the Riverdale Athletic Boosters, basically, here this morning. And Jeff is here, Jeff Young, outgoing Riverdale superintendent. Good morning.
Good morning, Rex. How are you doing?
Doing well. I'm on my second sandwich. It's right there.
It looks delicious. I haven't gotten one yet. Ryan's holding back on me.
It's not like you haven't had a chance to, during football games, get some good food over there.
I tell you what, one of the joys I love, other than watching student-athletes participate and perform, I love going to the local boosters and the local concession stands and seeing what the local specialties are. And I tell you, I think we have some of the best stuff. Ryan and the crew, they do a great job. These sandwiches, the smash burger, all kinds of stuff.
Well, they say it's the Ferd Foost, and there happens to be a football game going on second. So.
This is true. Yes, this is true. We get there early to watch warm-ups, but, of course, to get in line, too, for supper.
Well, let's talk Riverdale, and you are heading out and onto a new job. So
I am. I have accepted the position at the Hancock County ESC, and we'll be starting that on Monday, August 1st. And had 17 years at Riverdale, and five of them the superintendent. It was fantastic. Has been fantastic.
Yeah, Riverdale. I was telling, I think it was Ryan. I can't believe the campus. Once you see an overhead shot on the website that you have at Riverdale, it's like, wow. Pretty big place over there.
It is a large campus, about 68 acres total. Wow. And sprawls out, got some hills and valleys there, so it's a beautiful campus.
Mm-hmm. So what do you love about this area over this part of Hardin, Wyandotte, Hancock County?
It is fantastic. The community the Riverdale community is fantastic. They show up, support their student athletes, support their school, support one another. As you can see, people coming out here today. So it's a fantastic community to be a part of. And my family and I, we're going to continue to live in the community. So we're excited for that.
Very good. So you have some big shoes to fill, Larry Busdecker over in Hancock County. So what are you looking forward to with the new job?
With the new one, you're right. I do have some big shoes to fill. Larry was a great man, and it's going to be tough to follow him up. I'm looking forward to meeting new people and creating new relationships, and continuing the vision that he had for the ESC and continuing to move that forward.
Mm-hmm. What I know, it's technology driven. You can see all the technology we have here. That's why we can be at Hempy Water live with everything. So. Looking forward to all the new technology. Do you get into that with the schools?
Yes. Technology has ever changed and will continue to ever change the way we educate children. And I remember, when I was in high school, this doesn't seem too long ago, but getting a whiteboard instead of a chalkboard was a big deal, right?
Right.
And now we're putting laptops or Chromebooks in front of students. So, as we continue to move forward, I know the most of the schools are already a one-to-one school, meaning one laptop per student. So, looking to continue to enhance that.
Very good. Well, congrats on the new job and starting Monday. So.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We'll have your new guy over here. He's going to talk to us. So,
yes, Mr. Rossman,
Mr.
Rossman, a great guy. He came from Ridgedale High School, and you'll learn all about that. I want to steal his thunder.
He's enjoying the food here this morning that we have. So
yes,
you can come by and join us. Martin Meat dropped off a huge box of donuts, too, so besides all the good stuff. So thanks for joining us here this morning. It is Community Day in Forest.